Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. We are in season 7 and this is episode 4. This week we start with a new podcast participant, not new to the podcast, but new to the season, our very good friend, Katie Carey. Now, Katie will experience in this episode today an age regression to look at the causes and reasons for weight gain. Now, for those of you who do know Katie, Katie has struggled with a lot of weight gain, specifically related to her physical disabilities that she has experienced due to autoimmune issues and also a large number of food allergies. So this week, we ask her to go back in time in this lifetime as Katie Carey so that we can heal anything that has been weighing her down, causing illness in the body and releasing any unwanted and unnecessary energy. So I think you'll find this session very interesting. Katie's 3 episodes are quite different to Isaiah's, as we will spend over the 3 sessions a lot of time healing Katie's current life and her current life experiences through the age regression. So I wanted to say, please, if people who have had really hard experiences in their early childhood and in their adult years that are impacting their body and their perception of self, then age regression sessions are a very powerful way to clear these emotions. Some practitioners might call it inner child healing, but it's much more than just inner child healing. These sessions go deeper as we look at all the residues of experiences from the current day to your day of birth through age regression. And that's just one of the services that I offer as a part of soul therapy under the spiritual regression therapy banner. So if you feel that this session opens up some insight for you, then don't hesitate to contact me on social media or to go to katish.com and book a package of sessions. Thank you for listening again. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast. I really appreciate it. It helps us get this podcast out to other people. Namaste. Notice the color and texture of your staircase and start going down the staircase now. Imagine or feel your feet stepping down now, going down deeper with each step, deeper down with each breath, with 10, 9, 8, 7, slow down, deepen, 6, the subconscious, 5, doesn't mind, 4, getting to the bottom, 3, ready to step into your white room with 1, now be there. So at the bottom of the stairs now, reach out to open the door and find a white room with a comfortable chair. Make it how you like it as you go inside and settle back in the comfortable chair. Imagine there is a front of you, there is a cinema screen with a relaxing scene, like a beach, a lake, a garden, or a favorite place in nature. Just focus on the instructions and let your inner experience flow, so you act as a witness simply watching your stream of consciousness. Whatever you think is the right thing. And I want you to remember that your subconscious mind can be a good friend. And so right now we're going to ask your subconscious mind to access a long-term memory stored. And it's going to remind you of a moment where you felt great. You felt fantastic and radiant and happy in your body. So stepping back with 3, 2, 1, be there now. In this moment, Katie, are you inside or outside?
Inside.
Inside, lovely. And what time of day is it?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, lovely. And how old are you roughly, Katie?
14.
14, okay. And what's happening in this moment of time?
I've just been in a gymnastic competition.
Gymnastics competition. And how did you go?
I won a silver medal.
You won a silver medal. Lovely. Okay. And I want you to focus in on how you feel at this moment.
Happy.
Happy. And I want you to look around at your body and I want you to see the strengths that it has. What words do you have that describe how you feel about your body in this moment?
I love it. It's flexible and I can do amazing things with it.
Okay. Beautiful.
Cartwheels and backflips and dance routines. And I love expression through this movement.
Okay, beautiful. And I want you to imagine that you can see the judges' faces when you're in this gymnastic competition. And I want you to see in their eyes how they feel about your routine as you're doing it.
They love it.
They love it. Beautiful. Love it. Okay. And what I want you to do now, Katie, is I want you to find an image or a symbol or a color that symbolizes this moment in time for you and the strength, flexibility, and wonderful abilities that your body has as it's supporting you to be creative and express yourself in this moment in time.
And the medal that they've just given me.
Okay, perfect. And I want you to put this medal somewhere for safekeeping in your body. Where does it belong?
In my heart.
Beautiful. And what I want you to do is now to lock in this feeling. Really feel the feelings that you're feeling now of appreciation for your body. And I want you to place that medal into your heart and know that any time from now on, when you are feeling sad, shameful, or negative emotions regarding your body, you can simply reach in to your heart, connect with that medal in your mind, and then ask for the feeling to come back and you'll be flooded with this feeling. So this can be a positive resource for you. Just let it soak in. And I want you to ask your mind to take you back to one time where you were not so sure about your body, but it was a time where you were able to make yourself feel better. So going back with 3, 2, 1, be at a moment in time where you realize that you could change your opinion of your body and give yourself self-healing emotionally or physically towards your own body. What memory springs for you now, Katie? It may be simple self-soothing, making yourself something nice to eat, where you find a positive resource and resilience in yourself.
Self-soothing.
Sorry?
Self-soothing.
Okay, and how were you self-soothing? What was happening at the time?
I'm hugging myself.
You're hugging yourself? What has happened in this scene?
The people have been nasty about me.
That's not very nice. What were they saying?
It's not true. Few things just popped in. So one is when I was too skinny.
Okay.
So skinny I would break. And then the other one is how big I am, how top heavy I am.
Okay.
It's just a few things just popped in at the same time.
Okay. All right. What I want you to do is to, let's just take the too skinny for the moment. And at what age did you feel that people thought you were too skinny? Like 14? Okay. All right. And I want you to have a look around there and see in this moment in time, what happened to yourself? Did you shrink back at all? How did you respond to this situation?
I was hurt. I was depressed.
Okay. So look around. Boy, okay. And what I want you to do is to look into his eyes and you'll receive a knowing as to why he said that. What was his actual motive?
Get rid of me.
Get rid of you.
I was annoying him.
Oh, okay.
So I fancied him.
You fancied him. Okay. But did he really think you were too skinny, or was he just wasn't interested and he didn't know how to tell you?
He was just being mean. Yeah.
Okay. Can you forgive him for that moment in time now?
Can.
Yeah. Okay. So somewhere around there, you might find a little silver balloon string. I want you to pull that balloon string in and you'll see a smaller version of yourself. And I want you to ask her, this Katie, if she would like a hug. Okay. And Katie, what I want you to visualize is I want you to invite her to step back into you.
Okay.
And what do you feel now that she stepped back in? What emotion has returned that you didn't have?
Love.
Love. Okay, that's a big one. All right. So just let her know that she's loved and cared for. And I want you to go to that other moment when the first occasion when somebody said you're too top heavy. I want you to tell me about that time. Where are you and who said it to you?
No, it wasn't said to me. I heard it. I was in a gig and I took a bathroom break. And I heard women bitching about me while I was in the toilet.
Okay.
And they were the kinds of things they were saying.
Okay.
And comments about the dress that I was wearing.
Oh, I didn't like the dress.
How awful it looked on me. How awful I looked in it. How, yeah.
Okay. So I want you to ask your inner wise self to come back and tell you actually what happened in this moment.
I was hearing my own projections of myself from there.
Okay.
I felt uncomfortable.
Okay.
I felt like I was too fat.
Okay.
And I needed to be slimmer to be on stage.
Okay. And who gave you that idea?
Lots of people.
Lots of people?
Usually men.
Okay. Yeah.
You needed to be, you didn't even need to have talent. You needed to just be able to be sexy on stage. That was a lead singer in a band I was in. He wanted me to turn up in very little clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And paid someone else to come in just to look good and mime. And, his attitude to women. I took that on. I think I wasn't good enough. I wasn't the full package.
Okay.
Even though I wasn't really that big then, I was top heavy.
Okay. All right. And let's examine those words, top heavy. How does that make you feel?
A freak.
A freak?
Mm.
Okay.
Freak of nature.
So generally men tend to compliment women about large breasts.
Oh, but I feel like a freak of nature because I get unwanted attention. Men and women. And there's always comments about me being like Dolly Parton. And I don't like it. I don't like that attention.
Okay. All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to look around and see if you can call in versions of yourself who has been upset in any of these moments where you felt like a freak and when you received unwanted attention. And I want you to ask the you of these moments to stand in a line. So if this happened to you 27 times, I want you to put yourself in the line 27 times or however many times it is. Okay. And I just literally want you to give each one a hug, one by one. And I want you to take off the lead weight around their foot and throw it in the bin, one by one, and invite them to step in. So take that weight off them. Take as long as you like, inviting each version of Katie to take off the weight that is around her ankle, that is the result of these comments, and invite that version of Katie to step back into you as you give them a hug and let them know that they are perfect exactly as they are. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so it's time to welcome the gang back. And what I want you to do, Katie, is next time you are awake outside of this session, you'll be able to do something with each of these versions of yourself. It doesn't cost a lot of money, just something little. They'll tell you something that they would like to do with you to bring back the joy into your life. And I'd just like you to acknowledge that this weight has now been released from around your feet. And I want you to check to see, before we move on, if there is any other moment in time that has left a negative residue towards you that's impacting you right now. It's Katie Carey, about how you feel about your body. In your first marriage?
After I'd had
my first child.
So after I'd really put on weight for the first time was in my first pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I went from being really slim, 8 stone, to 12 and a half stone.
Mm-hmm. And what did you make that mean?
It wasn't just that I made it mean that I was told it. I was always encouraged to lose weight.
Okay.
I was told by usually men in my family, but the husband, my father, my granddad, all would make snide comments on how much weight I put on and I needed to lose it.
Okay. And if we could bring in your inner wise self, what would your inner wise self say to you in this moment?
Well, they didn't mean anything by it, really. They just cared about my health.
Okay.
They loved me, but back then they weren't very kind.
Yeah, okay. And Katie, are any of these gentlemen in spirit at the moment?
Yeah, my dad and my granddad.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask if either of those would like to step forward and send you a message regarding this moment in time. Let me know who you begin to feel the presence of.
Granddad.
Okay, granddad. Thank you for coming today. What message would you like to give Katie?
He's just telling me he was only joking. Shall we joke about things?
Okay. Did he realise that
he's it had just a... to give him because he didn't realise.
Okay.
And he's joking that he was overweight himself, so it was just that he didn't want me to end up like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have anything else he'd like to say to you?
Just you're all right, my dog. You'll be all right.
Okay, lovely. And does he have a sign that he uses to try and show you when he's around?
I've got a bell on my moon altar that belongs to him, so he's just instantly took my attention to that.
Okay. All right, lovely. And what about your dad? Is he there or not?
Yeah, he feels bad.
He feels bad?
He feels bad because he knows that he used to be quite horrible to my mum about her weight. Okay. Singing like songs to mimic her, and obviously he knows that he said things to both of us that weren't very nice.
Okay.
But again, he didn't mean anything by it. Things came out of his mouth, you know. Any connection to his brain first. Or his heart.
Okay. Anything else?
He's sorry for my food issues because they're even deeper than them.
Okay, can he elaborate a bit more?
Yeah, he used to punish us with no food.
Oh, okay.
Punish us that way. So it would be, if he thought we needed punishing, it would be a no food, no dinner for a week. Straight home from Scotland, no dinner for a week.
For a week?
I used to use that when they didn't have money.
Okay.
They would just use that to punish us or send us out of the way to bed early.
Okay.
And I was really skinny as a child. And they couldn't feed me.
So what else do you know about this now?
It wasn't really their fault. They didn't know any better.
Okay. And where in your body have you been storing this punishment?
Been all around my rib cage and maybe on my abdomen, yeah. Around my lower back.
Okay. And are you ready to release that pain now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want you to take a deep breath in, Katie. I want you to inhale all those memories of being punished by having food withheld. I want you to exhale and release them into the white light of spirit. And I want you to keep doing that until you feel that this has moved. I'd like to call in Archangel Raphael to assist with the green ray to heal any emotional trauma that is stored in Katie's ribcage, abdomen and lower back related to being punished. Through withholding food. And I'd like to call in Archangel Michael with his sword of clarity to help Katie bring forth the realization that food is nourishment, that the body knows how to process food as nourishment, and the body does not need to withhold or store nutrients in case Katie is going to be punished in the future. And you just soak in the healing blue ray and green ray. And whilst you are soaking that in, Katie, I'd just like you to do a body scan. So imagine that you're floating up above your body whilst Archangel Michael and Raphael are doing their healing. Just as though you're floating, you're weightless. I just want you to look over your body. So you had a flashlight or a torch, and we're looking for any residual emotion from Katie's lifetime, this life, to do with food-related trauma or punishment or body image issues, and where that may be still residing in her body. So Katie, you'll see either a symbol, a color, or you'll feel a feeling somewhere in your body.
Yeah, my feet came to me straight away.
Feet. Okay, so let's examine your feet. And what do you see? A colour, a shape, I suddenly feel very nauseous. A colour, a shape, an image, or simply a word? Red?
Mm-hmm. And if that comes up as fear, like just showing me fear.
Okay. Fear of what? If it could speak, if your feet could speak, what are they afraid of?
Fear of not being loved.
Not being loved? Okay, and this red colour, is it actually an object or is it just a colour, an energy mass? It's an
energy okay. Ball.
Okay, all right. And if we get Archangel Raphael to focus the green ray on there, does that dissolve it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So allowing our feet to relax, allowing the excess energy to be transmuted and sent back to source. You all right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that emotion coming from your heart or digestion?
That was wind.
Wind. Okay. All right. That's
energy
good.
Energy release.
Yeah. Energy release. That's good. That's all right. Where else in your body do we need to check? Where else can you feel?
My lower back.
Lower back, okay. And what do you see? Symbol, color, shape?
Dagger.
A dagger? Okay. And if the dagger could represent a word or an emotion, what would it say?
Pain.
Pain?
Yeah, pain.
Okay, and is this pain from Katie's current life?
Yes.
Okay. And Katie, does a moment come forward that this is responsible? Or is it just a conglomerate of moments?
I think it's just, yeah, I think it's just lots of relationship pain in
there in my back. Yeah. Okay. And so I want you to imagine that you have got like a special device that can pulverize that dagger. Make it turn into a million pieces and then float away. I want you to focus your energy on transmuting that dagger.
Okay.
All right. And that's gone now?
Okay.
All right. And while we're doing this, I'd like to call in the healing angels to clean, seal, and heal all areas as we're going through Katie's body right now, so that the void is not left in these places. So feeling as I'm talking to you, Katie, you are feeling the healing spirits of light are coming in and healing, sealing, and cleansing each area that we talked about. Is there anywhere else in your body today that feels tight, heavy,
just
hot?
Like I felt something on my head there.
Your head? Okay.
It was almost like someone just touched my head.
Okay. And can we focus in on that? Is it an object, color, symbol?
It's a red again.
Red?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what would it say if it could say something? What emotion would it have?
Frustration.
Frustration, okay. Frustration about what?
Life,
okay. And are we able to clear that red energy? We pour a bucket of water over it to cool it down, or do you need to find a tool to dig it out, or what do you need to do?
Just going to pour some light over it.
Pour some light? Okay, beautiful. Okay. Anywhere else, Katie?
Right. Thigh is coming up with some twitching again.
Okay. Let's go to the right thigh then. Are you seeing a color, an emotion, an image, a symbol?
Blue.
Blue? Okay.
And sadness.
Sadness. Okay. Is this your sadness, Katie?
Yeah, I think it's all the sadness I've ever held is in my leg.
Okay, dear. Right, and what do you need to do? What do you know that we need to do now to release this sadness in your right thigh?
And it's love from my heart.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, that feels good now.
Okay, great. And continuing to look, is there anywhere else?
No.
Beautiful. Okay, so all of the energy spots that belong to Katie Carey have now been healed and sealed.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, Katie, how are you feeling? Are you feeling like that you this has been intense and you need to finish now, or do you want to continue for a little bit longer? Sorry?
I feel lighter and ready to
keep going.
Oh,
we can.
No, I think that's it. I don't think I need anything else.